Please be seated. My assignment tonight is simple. It's to give you two keys or three different disjointed words so that together tonight we can enter an accessible realm of prayer and intercession, because now you carry a pain that can intercede for revival. Without that pain, you cannot pray. We feel it, we hear it, but now you've been hurt. Now we can pray with compassion. So there are two assignments from hell. When you come to the side of the body of Christ, meaning those who are pastors already, the assignment is to take you out. So they will say to me things like, there are just some people there that you need to dissociate from. Like, you know, it's not you. We know it's not you. It's them. I get it. When you come to those who are not leaders, they say, no, it's your pastor. You know the style. Again, I understand. It's Satan lying from both sides of his mouth. So I said to a pastor this evening, you want me to disown her? If I disown her, I disown everybody. One is whole. He says, so let me tell you, I'd rather die. It's a trick. It doesn't mean anything to the kingdom of hell. I, your pastor, I'll never do any wrong thing for money. I'd rather die. I've never done and I will never. There's people going on page and say, oh, so's mother. No, the only thing I did was to hear someone's complaint and pressure and help. I'm guilty for that one. So forget the stories. I'd rather die instead of do wrong for money. You know death, physical death. But I want to show you a scripture. That's all I've got to say about that, really. I want to show you two scriptures so that we enter a place of intercession for revival and for your community too. If anything is going on in your life and it makes you feel segregated or separated, I want you to know that the house, let's look for the house where Jesus was chilling just before revival. Let's check it tonight. Let's go to that house. And once we get to that house, we'll come to Revelation and then we'll begin to intercede tonight. We're going to pray tonight like we've never done before. That's not noise. That is for we do not know how we ought to pray as we are supposed to, but the Spirit intercede for us with the kind of groanings. Hi, Ghana. With the kind of groanings that cannot be altered. In other words, in our own sense and ability, we cannot pray this way. We hear revival, and let me tell you something, because this is making me meet more church leaders. They've got things to say, and many of them love you. Let's not get that twisted. They love you, but you see, there's an issue. They can't be revival, because Jesus had to turn to Peter and say, lovest thou me more than this? But God said, chill. If I'm going to bring revival, if God is going to bring revival, he must judge the body first, for judgment must start in the house of God. And every Christian organization, every church will be judged on how they react to Spark Nation right now. If it doesn't do that, it cannot bring revival. Because an MP can stand and blatantly lie for hours, and the church and Christian organizations say, wow, an MP that doesn't know God, that leads homosexual agenda, can speak about the church without a single fact, without a single proof, and people can jump all over themselves, because Satan knows how to rule the world. He rules it with lies. And if he doesn't have lies, he has nothing. How do we rule the world? Truth. So it is not us that are, we are not caught in a corner. The world is caught in a corner because they have no option. That's why you must speak out. The assassin sent from hell was sent to take me out. That's just the easy thing. Because he rules in lies. It will go from one level of lies to another. God says, how do you confront that assassin? These are strong demons. These are ancient demons who built the whole system that we live in. I'm not going to back down from the assassin of hell. I'm not going to look back from the assassin of hell. And they shall know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. What God has set you over this nation for is truth. So he sends his toughest marines to the toughest grounds. He sends them because these guys can actually make war equipment out of straws. If you lock them in a place, they can make keys. Their mind is trained to make something out of nothing. And if that's not you, Spark Nation, then we are finished. My job is not always to have money. My job is to take the little and form it into a weapon. Jesus shows us that, and that's the assignment. That's the fresh oil. So don't tell me anything about soul winning. It's either you're a marine spirit. It's either you're a marine or you're not. And I guess you are if you're in this service tonight. There's already something crazy about you. And it's like the Leviathan. It doesn't back down from no creature. It doesn't look back. The Bible says the Leviathan considers bullets, iron as straw. It's like, who will tame this guy? Parliament cannot tame me because I carry in me greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That is the world then. The church can join. My family members can join. But there is something in me saying, don't back down from saving a generation that is caught in the ticket. What do we need to run this house? 100 of you giving 1,000 a month. That's all I need this year. Simple. Make that happen. Simple. If the world don't like it, you say, maybe he did this wrong. They maybe did. Listen, these guys have done all this wrong. Arrest me then. You have proof? Arrest. And see what happens in the prison. Because, and they shall know the truth. So anything that is set up against you, if it is not true, it has no power to stop your frequency from God. It can cut the frequency of men away. Men feel this way, that way. Men are not those who feed me with the word in the first place. The frequency I must be afraid of cutting away from is God's frequency. So God looks at me and looks at my conscience and says, did you do wrong? I said, no. Then he said, I'm still speaking. Because day unto day, he utters speech. Night unto night, he reveals knowledge. And there is no tongue or language where their voices are not heard. A man of God must carry truth all the time. They said, well, you know, if this turns on you, someone walks into your office and say, I've got so much problem, and you point them in the direction of help, and that becomes a problem. You think that will stop me from helping somebody? No way. So, oh, you've got to be careful of people with no da 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 da. No. Wrong is wrong. Right is right. Let's go and see where Jesus chills. Matthew. On the eve of revival, I hope you know, everyone here tonight, You're on special assignment, which you may get halfway and reject, or you may keep embracing. I personally think the church has rejected that assignment in order to fit in with the world. Because it's not easy not to fit in with the world. It eats us bad, let's be honest. Financially, everything is tough. So it's easier to throw in the towel and to yield to deceiving spirits. But the reason why God is desperate about this move this time around is there's no more time. He can't go build another generation, guys. He relies heavily on us, so we must get it right. And if you're here tonight and you still have your doubt, go back home and just go tell God, I want to get it right. Teach me. Why am I 16 and I'm on fire? Teach me. What's up with all this talk about Spark Nation is this, Spark Nation is that, Spark Nation is this? And one pastor called me tonight. He said, some pastors say, you know, he may not give the right image to the body of Christ. He looked at him and said, listen, when you were sleeping with that lady in your church, was that the right image? So because news didn't put you on? Churches and their pastors fornicate and commit adultery day and night. So you actually think if it is covered, it is good for the image. But what is not good for the image if it's in the news? Come on, man. Matthew. I've just said the churches are looking at you. Many churches that have courage. There's a church in Nigeria right now. It's one of the biggest churches. Emphasis on mentorship. Young pastors like you. Tens of thousands. It's running a conference at the moment. And there are people from all over the world. And it's just announced today that on Saturday, the name of the church changes to Covenant Nation. Churches will begin to change from church to nations. Now, we started that 3 years ago, isn't it, Colade? Or more. I say it's nations, guys. It is nations. They are older men. This church is older than us. An age of the pastor older than us, maybe 50s and stuff like that. It's going to become nations. The price of being trailblazer is heavy. Because it's special forces. God is not going to come down and just throw and put money under my bed. There are times these days we don't have 20 pounds. But that's fine. I'm going to use that and create something still. It's called special purpose. So God's... Okay, look, wait. Let's just go and look for Jesus chilling. Oh, I love Jesus, man. I love Jesus because his style is so unbelievable. Imagine... You're going to die tomorrow. And today, when people are about to die, they do their best for life. This is Jesus' best because after this, he's going to die. Look at this. Matthew 26. In fact, the New King James here says, the heading says, the plot to kill Jesus. But I've never seen him reclining before until the chapter says, he's such a mysterious man. Until the heading says, the plot to kill him. If you please start from, that's right. Start from verse 1, if you don't mind. Let's use NKJV for tonight.
Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings.
And if you look at this, in Matthew 25, the last heading there was the Son of Man will judge the nations. So when he says all these sayings, let me read some of the things he said in the Son of Man will judge all the nations. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, Then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another. All nations. So now they will not come as churches. If before it comes, you remain a church, there's no place for you. Because he wanted nations. All nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate one from the another. And a shepherd divide, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goat. And he will set the sheep on the right hand, and the goat on the left. Then the king will say to those on the right, and it went on and on. So look at all the sayings that he would say. I cannot skip verse 41. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed. You're cursed into everlasting fire prepared for devils and his angels. For I was hungry. Why would he tell them depart? What was their evil? For I was hungry and you gave me no food. The churches that they metamorphosize, that don't look at young people and say, what these guys are doing is unique. When I was hungry, you gave me no food. Yeah? I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not do safe houses. I was naked and you did not do drip allocation. In prison, yeah, it's a cloth. And you can only give the clothes you have, right? If it's drip, you give drip, right? Or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and you did not minister to you. Or in prison and did not minister to you. Now, that's not prison ministry. There are people in prison that are more free than those who are walking around. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to announce the opening of prison to the captive. That's not a cell. That's a mind. That's a soul winner. There are people whose soul is trapped within them. They are trapped. They are trapped for the pursuit of wealth. They are trapped. That's what the world seems to think I am, me. Trapped for the pursuit of material things. Trapped. That's a soul to save. That's not my point tonight. So after all this saying, yes, ma'am.
That he said to his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the Passover.
Yep.
And the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. Uh-huh. Then the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people assembled at the palace of the high priest, who was also called Caiaphas, and plotted to take Jesus by trickery and kill him.
Look at all these men in authority plotting, scheming. We want to kill this ideology. But the only thing they understand about the ideology is the body. They think if we take the body out, I'm coming to Pastor Andy this. If we take the body out, then what we've done is to kill the ideology, but they just caused a problem. Because the ideology remains beyond the body. And more so, this body is coming back. So our story, like the story of Jesus, all of a sudden, it was healing. Everybody was getting healed. And they loved him. And all of a sudden, the whole nation is against him. The whole nation being against is nearer to purpose than the whole nation being for. Unless if we are not Christians. The word Christians means followers of Christ. So if that's his life, that must be yours. Being against is closer to purpose than being for. When they were for, we were far away. We advanced, and the sign of advancement is against. Unless if they are against what is wrong. If an MP can sit down and say, you know, they claim that people drop gang and do gang and they've changed their level. It's not true. Really? You think actually PK walked in here and someone said, oh boy, tell them you're in a gang. Tell them you're in a gang. Really? But that's fine. The assassin's bullet is lies. But Jesus allowed it. They were plotting. These men planning. How are we going to take Jesus? And this is Jesus telling them the ultimate grand plan. Now, you see, when you come to this kind of stage, you cannot fake faith. Yeah. You know, before now, you can fake faith. Every church is hiding under nothing. I mean, under something called system. So, what they've gotten right is their charity book and they are hiding. So, you can now say, church is fine. Why is it fine? Because of souls? No. Because the books are fine. That's revival. I know. That's the revival you're talking about. Because you can hide on the system, and once Charity Commission put a stamp and say you're fine. Or it's not even that they put a stamp that you're fine. They just don't see you. So hide under the system of irrelevance. And that would substitute revival because you are there every day. Churches hide under the shadow of church building too. Yeah, that's our church building. That's where we are. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good from Samaria to Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. That's the commission he gave us, brothers. And say, my only problem is, I like what you guys are doing, but my only problem is I heard one of your sons say that God owes the earth. So God is indebted to the earth. That's. I said, number one, I've never heard your preaching. So if what he just said got to you, that's not my preaching. A son's preaching. You first must rate that. Number two, Pastor. Yeah. Number two, Pastor, sir. Can you please tell me, if this bothers you, can you please tell me what a person does after hearing that? Like, you just say God owes the earth. Do you then stand up and go kill God, arrest him? In other words, what I'm saying is, it's irrelevant. Number one, you don't know how it came to that point. Fine, but let's even say that's his own theology. What does that make a person do? Does it make him rebel against God? Call God a debtor? Why is this offensive? So, it is not what he said. It's the fact that you won't want someone what someone else has. Because as an adult man, 50-something year old, consider, before you say that bothers you, ask yourself, what would happen if someone said God was there? Would that make young people rebel? Start a gang against God? It's irrelevant. It shouldn't bother you. Especially from the mouth of a 22-year-old. Whose tongue is still babbling and entering perfection. Oh yeah.
But they said,
so they were plotting, but they said, not during the feast, verse 6.
And when Jesus was in Bethany.
Wait. Jesus was in Bethany. Where? Whose house?
At the house of Simon the leper.
Maliata. It was in Bethany. At the house of Simon the leper. You see, then I began to check, did Jesus heal this guy though? Because he needed him to be a leper. Because the entryway into revival is from the house of Simon the leper to the city of Israel, where four lepers. Because there are going to be four lepers, right? Talk to me. Four lepers. that you may know what is the length, the depth, the height, the breadth, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. So Christ takes these four lepers and goes to the house. So those lepers have left the wilderness because of economic revival that they brought. And God is saying, I now approve of lepers. So my last meal, it was reclining in the house of Simon the leper. Approval on those who are outcasts. Approval that they will no longer be in the wilderness. They will be in the house. And in this house, Christ will come. So the dimensions of God is no longer four. It is that you may know the love of Christ. Well, it is length, breadth, depth, and height. But it is all in one leper called Simon. You know, he met 10 lepers. Yeah? And he healed. How many came back? Talk to me now. One came back to say thanks. What is the significance of this story? He met them. And some Bible scholars suggest that Simon the leper was the one. Suggestion. I'm not saying it's scriptures. The dimensions of God. So look at this night, guys. Immediately, look at this. And it was in the house of, and verse 7, please.
A woman came to him having an alabaster
flask. Look at the next level of giving. The level of giving into Jesus' ministry has never been announced until the last night. And this woman is going to enter a level of giving in the house of Simon the leper that night. The dimensions of God will be established that night, that the nations may know, just before crucifixion, which leads to revival. These are the things that happen. Was a leper's house first in Bethany. And after Bethany was the woman with the alabaster box. Talk to me.
Of very costly fragrant oil. And she poured it on his head.
This woman anoints Jesus, but with costly perfumes. She gave her best, because if it is not her best, she can't put it on her head, on his head. How dare you anoint the Lord? Who are you? A woman anoints the Lord. No, I don't think you got what I just wanted to say there. A woman was chosen because of her alabaster box to be the one to anoint Jesus for his burial. A woman. Let me tell you. And you see, all the points in that Matthew 6 is already contradictory to custom and tradition, because you don't go to the house of a leper. That's one. Two, a woman in their culture anoints the head of a man. This man has turned everything upside down. And this is an insult. Insolence to custom and tradition and religion. Those two things should not happen. Why are you reclining in the house of a leper? And why is a woman anointing your head? Because the woman has access to her head. How? To his head. How? Because of his acid. So when I say to you, I want to give you keys to enter the place of prayer tonight. I don't know what this woman had been going through. She has a pain that nobody can talk about. She has something in her life that made her do this kind of thing. She's crazy, like Pastor Dami said. She's crazy. Because it's not just that you didn't give him the alabaster oil. You poured it. You wasted it. Let me tell you, Christians will never waste their seed, you know. No way. They say, yeah, we're going to give it, but so what's it going to do? What's it for? Never. So I don't know where this woman came from. I don't know what this woman is. Listen, in this room tonight, there are hundreds of us. Listen to me. The church don't understand me. I'm not looking for a church. I'm looking to cause problems for the kingdom of hell. It's not church. Many people came today. Let me tell you, the churches we met here that have thousands of people, what happened? I need crazy alabaster box carrying women so that we can have access to his head. You know, we can anoint that head still again. So when he says things like, "You've anointed my head with oil," let me tell you something. We didn't see when God anointed his head with oil, but it must to happen. Do you understand that? "You've anointed my head with oil, my cup runs over," that is Christ. But in this realm, if that word will not pass away, it must to happen. And guess what God found? A woman. God's oil is expensive. Can I just tell you one more thing? If it's a woman that is found, right? Who is the woman that will anoint the head again? He is the bridegroom. So what is he looking for? He's looking for the bride church. But there must be, to have access to that head, you must have alabaster box in the leper's house. You must know the leper's house. And I don't know why this woman knows a leper's house, but you must know the leper's house, and it is in the leper's house that you anoint, not in the grand stadium. So I've come to your community, and as a church, you bring alabaster oil, and they say, "That's too expensive." No, we're trying to get to our master. We want to anoint his head again. God is looking for that bride church, that wife, that woman who still has the seal of God in her, who will not back down. The world is busy attacking seed, and seed still remains the most important thing ever, because on the night that he will be crucified, all she needed. They will tell them something soon. Holy Spirit, it will tell them what happens here. Please look at this scripture. But when his disciples saw it,
they were indignant.
"How dare he anoint your head?" They were indignant. That means they were angry, with the anger that cannot be spoken about.
Saying, "Why this waste?"
Peter will later waste something too, but he hasn't understood giving now. Peter and Co saw giving, they call it waste. Why do you meet in nice places? It's a waste of money. Yeah, but when Burner Boy or Whiskey comes to town, they just don't try, or Drake, they just don't try to get somewhere in Oaken Road and say, "You know what, it's okay. It's not, we don't want to waste anything." When Satan does his things, he's lavish. There's a reason he understands the concept of the oil. He understands it. He knows it. He knows in that woman's alabaster oil is blood. That's why he has access to the head. There's no head without blood. But in this world, you can't shed your own normal blood. What would be your blood then? A walk. Leaders already know what to mobilize for. It's simple. You need 100 people that give X amount. And let's cut all this crap of long story giving. It's long, man. Listen to this. "For this fragrant oil,"
might have been sold
for... Look at these guys. "For this fragrant oil might have been sold and done what with?
For much and given to the poor.
So all the while these guys were following Jesus, they were also doing oil evaluation. This fragrant oil might have been sold, and then we're just supposed to help the poor. You cannot help the poor if you have not to reach his head. Those poor will go to hell, and it will not what they help. He's the only one that can tell you who the poor is. If you calculate the poor by estimation, although they don't have shoes, they don't. You're not serving him. You are serving humanity. Because you don't know who the poor is. It's just the times and the world we live in. If not, I will never once in my life thought or do a video about how we feed the poor. It's not my mission. It's not assignment. It doesn't. They are all praying for you. They are, if you know how many people are praying for you in the world, but it's not my posting. It's just, well, that's the world we live in. What can we do? It's my business. We gave 5,000 people rice. So what? I mean, we should do it, but it's not the posting of it. Look at what Jesus says.
But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me."
Oh my God. If only you remember scriptures, I would have told you tonight why. He said, "For she has done good work." The Bible says, "Do not be weary in doing good work." Paul calls giving good work. And say, Jesus didn't touch about giving. He calls it good work. He said, "What's this your good work?" He calls it work. Because good work, because there is work and there is good work. Good work is work that is fit for divine purpose. Work is work that is fit for your bills. So how do you turn your engineering everyday work to good work? It's because of your alabaster box. Otherwise, you are just working. So this is a working woman, faith. This is a working man, Dami. This is a working woman, man, Kelly. Although it's not, but they said that's. So I've heard people say, "In my church, I just want working class." And some churches boast on that. But I look at the scriptures. It said this giver woman has done good. She's done work. But wherever she got the alabaster box from, I don't know what she was. What makes her work fit for purpose is that she's now able to access the head. It says she's done that work for me. Your hashtag is still 1,000 people, but let me tell you, the engine of a church is Pentecost 50. Crusade is 1,000 or 2. The engine room is those of us here this evening. These are people I want to talk to. This, the whole world is shaking. They will shake and collapse on themselves. That's their problem. We are not their problem. They've always had problems. We might just be a relief. A short distraction from their eternal, unending, continuous affliction. So I cannot take the affliction. Imagine. So I'm the relief from their affliction, and I go take their relief as my affliction. Listen, Spark Nation, you must not enter that persecution mode. You know, that's what makes some churches sects. So we're being persecuted, so we separate. Keep speaking. Keep winning souls. Speak on your conviction.
Otherwise, we'll become a sect. We'll just be in one corner and say we keep ourselves as a small family. No way. Oh yeah, let's finish this. We've got to pray now.
For you have the poor with you always.
Uh-huh.
But me, you do not have always.
In case those who say Jesus wants us to be poor, he said, you always have the poor. So he separated himself. He said, but me. Yes, sir. And say, well, you know, it was so poor. I said, but hey, he said, but me. And people say, I speak for the masses. He said, yeah, but meaning, the reason why you, Mr. So-so, is speaking for the masses, you want to separate yourself from them. Uh-huh. So you're saying, but me. But anyway, but me, uh-huh.
For in pouring this fragrant oil.
What did she do?
On my body. She did it for my burial.
He came to die. The church has fulfilled everything. But the disciples and the Pharisees and the Sadducees could not fulfill it. It took a woman. How did she prepare him for the burial? Given the alabaster box. Who would have thought that is a preparation for burial? Giving looks like preparation for life. If we give this, we're just going to move the nation with this 1 million. He said, when you're giving increase, you were meant to go and die. It was a preparation for my burial. And if you just gave your last to someone and they go and die, wouldn't you consider that a lost investment? You're like, bro, I thought you would be king. Yeah. Because if I gave you my all and you became king, you would always remember me. It switches on the woman and says, it is for my burial. The person puts their hand on their head and says, chai. And I've done the oil. He said, for she did this in preparation for my burial. Why is all attention going to one person? Because he's the author of life. Jesus. So all the best gifts was going to him. And he will take the best seed to death. Because inside death is life. Inside defaming is fame. Inside dishonor is honor. Inside fear is boldness. When you fear to a place where fear has no more hold on you, you have nothing to lose anymore. The MP fighting you has nothing to lose. Say, dying man. And if you fight like you have something to lose, then you die. Time, man, where are those people? But most of you are 24. Where would they be in 10 years' time? They said mental hope. The end of liars is terrible. The end of every liar. Look at this now. Assuredly, I say to you,
wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
Well, this is thousands of years after, and we're talking about this woman. I wonder why they didn't give her name. She gave so much. Did you hear what I just said? She gave so much. Why is her name not mentioned? Exactly. Because her name is called seed. Wait. It said wherever this gospel is preached in all the world, she will be mentioned. Seed, time.
an harvest will never cease. Why is this seed? This Jesus that was anointed, what is he anointed to do? To become a seed. So how do I carry a name to the end of time? I have to die too, because she just died. I've got to die. So she's giving her all, but she can't die for humanity. I was anointed by her. You need to hear this. I was anointed by her to die for humanity, my burial, so that she can live. But I cannot go and die for humanity until she brings her death to my living body. So what works for what is two witnesses. What is two witnesses? 2020. 2-0, end of one witness, and 2-0, end of the other witness. It's called 2020, guys. No, if we get there, it's going to be long. A generation, 40 years. The end of each witness by two or three witness. So the minimum you need is two witness. 20 in 20. So what were the was the last witness for seed in this realm? Jesus anointed for burial by a woman. So it's male and female still. I don't think you heard me. It's male and female so that they can reproduce still. So a seed and his burial will give birth to the new generation kids. And that's the end of the matter, guys. Two witnesses and they both must be givers. One gave to enhance, one to go. Did you hear what I just said? One gave one to enhance, one to go. What do we do when we give in church? We enhance a mission to go so that it can give us life. Now that life is not that, okay, yeah, Pete is going to be president, then I'll be vice president. No, it's going to go through the... He gave those two lives, but he said, no, it's going to be more than that. It's going to be the real life now. Time will not permit me to get to Revelation because this thing came back. So the bride, in Revelation chapter 19, it said, and behold, I saw the king, the one that was buried. I saw him upon a horse, and his bride, the church, his armies, fought. This was the declaration of war. They fought because war is also accessed by seed. Otherwise, you're not qualified to even fight in that army in the first place. Fighting alongside the master is a privilege. Yeah. It's a privilege to fight for the kingdom. It's a privilege to stand for what is right. Because millions don't know what is right. You are on those social media, you see how vicious people in your generation are. Vicious and angry for what they don't even know. They don't know, but they are angry. Their anger is not you. They've always been angry. And they need to be saved. Now, I've given you the access into the head now. In 5 minutes or less, we're going to begin to pray. We're going to... There is nothing Spark Nation should be doing now than praying and pressing in like never before. Now, because if you've calculated how life will work, God says, no, you should have stayed calculating seed. Until you get to the end. Listen, let me tell you something. The first church, though, they started by laying the seed at the feet of the apostle. But it's not the feet, it's the head. You know, they eventually reached the head. Oh, yeah. beard is gray. But where it's going is the head. But it must start from the feet though, because if you crush a man's feet, it will come down falling still. Because crushing his feet means he can't move. Are you ready to pray tonight? My mind just said going to two witnesses, but I can't, because all the way, yes sir, all the way from the time of God till now, from the time of God to the time of man, it's just two witnesses. What takes Satan out is God and man, two witness. So there has only been two times, God's time and man's time. God reigns in the affairs and the time of man. Awesome. But from that time, it's only two. There's only been two times. What time? The law and grace. It's all two. This woman broke all laws. Why? Two witnesses. Jesus just broke a law. So we can go into 2020 all we like. Jesus just went into the home of Simon the leper, breaking the law. This woman just anointed the head of a man, breaking the law. So upon that breaking of the law, it is mandatory that another law ultimately must be broken, which is the law of death. Yeah. The law of death has to be broken. So if you bury him, it will come back, because two laws have just been broken and it perfected the third. When he resurrected on the third day, it was the third witness for the perfection of the two things that have been done, so that the third church of the third day might wake up. But it did not start without a woman and a man. Don't bother about hearing that God holds the earth. I think you will hear worse things. Jesus was teaching one day until he taught to a place where his disciples said, listen. The Bible says from that time onward, his disciples walked no longer with him. Like, he's crazy. You know why? The guy just said, and I keep asking Jesus till now, he just said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. So the disciples said, wait, what? And at that point, I thought Jesus would just backtrack. I said, no. What I mean, let me explain. The man didn't explain. He said, I said, verily, verily. And when you start using verily, verily, he said, very, verily, I say unto you, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me. All the disciples said, bye. I can't take this anymore. And the other ones were only there because they are stalked. The 11 or the 12. Jesus said, would you not go as well? And he said, to whom shall we go? Peter is like, I can't go back home until you do this kingship thing. Pastor Indy, this started with revival. Until there is to whom shall I go, we can't do revival. Churches can still do program and corporate come, this come, that come. They won't come Spark Nation. So to whom shall we go? For only you have the eternal word. So what Jesus does in occasions like this is, he just says, do you really believe this Jesus thing? And I told you the church can hide under many things. You can hide under your job and call it God's provision. You can call normal human provision God's provision, because, and God says, don't worry, soon you'll have to lean on my provision. So it's two witnesses, Moses and Christ. There were also two witnesses in Peter and Paul. One for the Jew, one for the Gentiles. It is two witnesses. It is the wife and the husband. The head of the church and his wife. is two witnesses. So, you know, you've entered the year of witness. You know what God is going to do? He's going to have to separate earthly vessels from his true witnesses. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea. So what is it doing to you, Spark Nation, now separating you from church so that you are witnesses? And you know, you don't know a witness until the person is standing in the face of fierce opposition and say, no, this is the way. That's a witness. So look at the progression of the early church. From the day of Pentecost, the whole city came and gathered around them, and God was adding to the church daily. What followed? The persecution. And they went back to pray, and God's power came upon them. And the Bible says, with great power, the apostles gave witness. With great power, they became very separate from the world. So they started taking them and killing them. In today's world, nobody can take you and behead you, but the scourge of the tongue, they can release words and kill you. Stunning me from everywhere. Words. Stunning. Like Stephen. And Stephen was kneeling there and said, you know what I see right now? I see the Lord upon his throne. You will, tonight as we're pressing, that's what you'll see. You will not see if Pastor Toby is right or wrong. You will just see if God wants you to be part of this army. You will see the Lord on his throne. That is the conviction that you're following a leader. If that conviction is not in your heart, forget me. Join Twitter and start talking. I'm still going to be standing here. Because truth, not dying like Stephen, because there's no Paul. Are you ready to press in tonight? Wait. Do you understand the key to the head now?
Yes, sir.
Good work. See, the key to the head. I want to be like Jesus. Christians say, have you heard it all the time? My game in life. And when they get to a point, they do like they're going to cry. Just that no tear came out. I just want to be like my Lord and my Savior and fall to the ground and start crying. Say, I want to be like you. Well, whilst you're doing all that drama, a woman just walked in with an alabaster box. No cry, no need, no drama. I love that I chose a woman because that's supposed to be the home of emotion. No, not the chosen woman. Walk past all the men whilst they were sitting down there and talking and said, oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. The woman walked past, said no word, broke the thing, and then they wouldn't hold her back from touching the head. Come on now, guys. And Jesus said, once she's done this, we can now go and sow. Let's go to the world now. The word is underneath. The people shouting and saying, crucify him, they are not the word. Can I tell you what happened on the day that he died? Those who were under rose. Those two seeds cannot meet there. Rose from the dead, and they began to walk the streets of Jerusalem. Why? Because a superior seed had come. Why did he come? A woman saw the superior and broke the power of life through the will to die. You know, the power of life can hold a person down. We want to be a popular church that everybody just loves. How would you have loved it that in Parliament yesterday, the guy was just standing talking nice things about Spark Nation? It would be lovely, right? And it will be on every page. Huh? You don't know our church. So what's your church? Said the church that you spoke about in Parliament. Oh yeah, go and say it now. No. But the problem with that nice talk is it won't hurt anything. Because it's not seed. Why is it not seed? It didn't take from you. It gave. All the thing the guy was talking yesterday is taken from you. That's seed, guys. Not angry for sowing. That's seed. Why? Because you know it's lies. And if it is lies, it's a seed. Satan just took his best. And guess what he took? Nothing. He took those who are not yet sunk. If a person is sunk, they are looking for a place of help. They are not looking for a place of they are all put together. If that's what the case is, all our churches will be filled. The souls that is looking for the prostitute who are sunk, you've got to go to hell as a seed in order to raise them. They will walk the streets of Jerusalem. Have you been blessed by the word tonight? Are you sure? I came to empower you for the next phase. I'm a dead man. What kills you? Assignment. All those sense of importance don't exist in me. I try to look for it. They don't come. Call me spoiled, name, I'm just looking at you like, just give me the microphone, please. A microphone in front of 10,000 enemies. Or 10,000 friends. God said to me, he wants you to enter a realm tonight, the dimensions of God through the spirit of intercession, because you are no longer deceived about what gives access to the head. I didn't speak anything from Toby Adegboyega's book. I just read scriptures. It's the Bible. It's just that it's the path that we choose to ignore. And the path that we just talk about. And you see, sowing and praying and all these things, we can talk about it as long as it's not going to be used. For Spark National, when you get out there, the word you heard tonight is waiting to test you. There's probably something on your phone talking and talking.